This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Bhatra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for. Well, in terms of the positive momentum, that seems to definitely be intact, considering that the White House and the Republicans have reached a tentative deal to avoid a US default. The NASDAQ, in fact, notched fifth week of gains last week. Back home, the market has closed at five-month highs on Friday. The Nifty ended at almost 18,500, the highest closing level that we've seen in 2023. 43 Nifty stocks closed in the green. Reliance, ICICI and HUL were top contributors. FII's net bought around 350-odd crores. DII's net bought around 1,841-odd crores. Asia is largely in the green at this point in time and the SGX is indicating a positive start. Brent crude ticked marginally higher as hopes of a debt ceiling breakthrough did aid in terms of momentum. Now the markets are likely to focus on the Fed trajectory. Core Personal Consumption Price Index, which is an indicator of inflation in the US markets, rose 4.7% year-on-year. The market pricing swung to a 56% chance that the Fed will enact another 25 basis points rate hike in June. Result reactions, ONGC, BHEL, Aurobindo, Sun, conference call takeaways, Indigo Paints, Karnataka Bank, and City Union Bank, to name a few. Results today, IPCA, IRCTC, Rail Vikas Nigam, NHPC, Adani Transmission, Torrent Power, and many more to watch out for. Well, these are a couple of cues to watch out for. Do watch out for the markets making their way to all-time highs today. This is Ekta Bhatra signing off on this market podcast, brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session.